coronavirus pandemic. AMA Vice President Dr. Chris Moy told the ABC while state and federal governments have many big decisions on their plate, limiting the spread of the virus should be the top priority.
There does need to be a re-evaluation of the best use of our resources. I mean, especially at the moment over the holidays, and that includes things like testing ability and also things like the boosters and everything that we've got in play, rapid antigen testing.
Infections continue to rise across the country, with New South Wales recording 3,763 new cases and 2 deaths. Victoria has 1,503 cases and 6 deaths. There are 198 in South Australia, 186 in Queensland, 12 in Tasmania, and 58 in the ACT. Australian liquid hydrogen will power Singaporean data centres and Japanese cities under a feasibility project Woodside Energy has inked with Asian partners. A long-term supply chain of sustainable liquid hydrogen from Western Australia to Singapore and potentially Japan could lower carbon emissions in cities. Woodside's proposed H2 Perth hydrogen plant on the outskirts of Perth, one of the largest facilities of its kind in the world, is key to the proposed supply route. There are hopes energy poverty in remote Aboriginal communities could become a thing of the past due to a Northern Territory solar trial to test potential long-term solutions. According to research from Australian National University, houses in central Australia can experience power disconnect on average every fourth day, and this becomes more frequent in hot weather. Fellow at the School of Population Health at ANU and Alice Springs doctor Simon Quilty says many houses in remote Indigenous communities are poorly insulated and are often hotter inside the dwelling than outdoors. He told RN the conditions are dire, with the temperature consistently reaching the high 40s, which can spoil medication.
A lot of the medications that we prescribe as doctors up here in the Northern Territory all the time become completely ineffective. But I guess even more important than that, and more important to families with small children, is that the food in their fridge is spoiled and their children are hungry, and that will always outweigh medical comorbidities.
Family pets have suffered bone fractures and ligament damage, sometimes resulting in lost limbs, after getting caught in illegal animal traps. The cruel traps are designed to cause serious damage to the animals caught in them, prompting a reminder from RSPCA that they should not be used under any circumstances. The RSPCA says no matter what type of animal a user is trying to trap, leg hold traps are illegal, inhumane, and cause extreme pain and suffering for anything caught in them. And crews preparing to contest the Sydney to Hobart yacht race have imposed additional COVID restrictions on themselves to avoid the race being cancelled for the second straight year. This year, some crews have created a COVID bubble system, while others have separated to avoid catching the virus from each other. Noel Cornish from the Cruising Yacht Club of Australia told Nine every precaution is being taken.
Pleased that some decisions are out of our control, but we remain hopeful that the race will go ahead as planned on Boxing Day.
Last year's event was cancelled for the first time in its 75-year history, just a week before it was due to begin.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5.
It's 4 minutes past three on Alive 90.5. This Wednesday afternoon, it's looking very sunny. Still, we're sitting at 26 degrees. A sunny summer's afternoon here in Alive 90.5 in Baulkham Hills. And tops of 28 today. And tomorrow, it's looking like they're going to have some rain. Unfortunately, tops of 25.
Does it look like it's going to be rain? <It's> like,
hey, Mario, I got no clue.
Like, I better go to Fiji, you know what I mean? Like, enjoy the Christmas without wet. I'm sorry, I apologize. You're saying next 7 days is going to be wet or wet?
No, well, it's looking like there's going to be some rain. Unfortunately, tops of 25 tomorrow, rainy day, and tops of 26, going to be somewhat sunny with quite a high chance of rain on that day.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
In Canley Heights, on the Cumberland Highway at Ferngrove Road, there's been a multiple car crash. The site's been cleared. Heavy traffic conditions currently. Southbound traffic affected. Abbotsbury, M7 approaching Elizabeth Drive. There's been a truck breakdown. There's heavy traffic conditions there. Southbound traffic affected. in Lilyfield, the City Westlink Road at the Crescent. There's been a motorcycle crash. Unfortunately, one of three inbound lanes closed and one of three outbound lanes are closed. And in Dean Park on the M7 motorway, northbound off-ramp to Rudy Hill Road North, there's been a truck breakdown, moderate traffic conditions, one of three northbound lanes closed.
Speaking about today events, you know, today, the 22nd of December, I just found something very interesting. He said seatbelts were made compulsory in Victoria 1970. Other states followed 1972. Can you imagine 50 years ago? Seatbelts.
No seatbelts, imagine that.
Seatbelts, 50 years ago only. Jeez, man.
Were drivers more cautious back then? Or did they just not well, since they weren't aware of it?
Can you imagine as a kid says, you know, meaning he's in his, you know, statement, Hollywood. Remember these movies from Hollywood when the front seat was like a couch, like a big lounge, right? Yeah, in the bench. Movies, right? Yeah. And I put the girl next to him. I'm like, imagine having the seatbelt then, you know what I mean? How would you do all these things, you know what I mean? The funny things. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Business Insights with Matthew and Mario, our guest in studio, Kit Sagers. Truly, you know, like, I'm imploring you and, you know, please visit his website and contact him. We are linked in other means. We're going to discuss this at the end. The main... who really has the good wisdoms, and all of you can benefit only just listening to this episode. But if you like to more, please contact him as well. Matt, what we spoke before we go?
We were speaking on
last Christmas. Give me my heart.
when it comes to the human spirit, how we can best optimize it.
You can optimize human spirit. How are you going to optimize human spirit? As I said to you in the beginning, you can't have, you know, I give you another lesson from my experience, right? And I want people to understand this. In communism, Christmas was forbidden, literally forbidden. You can do behind the closed doors, but it was forbidden. You know, religion was not so welcome. It was, you know, churches were there, but they're always observing who goes in churches. So, like, usually churches will go old people or youngsters like me. And then I'll never forget one thing, the Christmas passed by, it was a working day in communism, but the New Year's Eve, kid. Then comes the main news, 8 p.m. every night, one channel, no 50 channels, one channel, right? Then comes the news, 8 p.m. sharp. First comes the globe, you know, I mean, on the earth, and then comes the red star rising, you know, I mean, like a freaking Japan, you know, I mean, rising sun. And then comes the lady, and she says, the cabinet of Yugoslavia today brought new package of, you know, I mean, economical revivals, whatever it is. And my father says, next year is going to be so good. Did you hear what it says? So like, God, they're saying every year same thing, you know. Who would you know? You know, I mean, like, this always was that, you know, conflict between my father and I, because every year, so like, they lift the spirit for the moment that people can drink and eat better that day. Following day, was introducing the taxes, you know what I mean? Like, cabinet made this morning, I made a corrections on a day before. How we can lift the human spirit? How?
Can I just add please something? Let's be careful of the word spirit. There's a difference between spirit and hope.
See,
what politicians tend to do, and what you've just said, doesn't matter whether you're communist or capitalist.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
They're not trying to lift your spirits per se. They're trying to lift your hope.
Yeah.
That next year, I hope it will be better. No one says, I have spirit next year. They say, I hope it will be better next year. I hope for this and I hope for that. I hope I'll have a better job. I hope I'll have a better partner. Yeah. I hope I'll have a better car. I hope I'll have a better pair of shoes. So you don't say, oh, I spirit all those things. You say, I hope I'll have those. So it's always been well known in the public relations industry, right, particularly in the political area.
Yes.
Sell people hope. Because hope is what makes people, oh, yeah, right. But if you said to somebody, I'd like you to lift your spirits, well, yeah, I know, but, you know, I've got all these reasons why I can't.
Mm. I do have a question for you, Kit.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is a personal question,
yeah.
Right? We all love Star Wars. Do you like a Star Wars, Matt?
Star Wars?
Of course you do. Everybody loves the Star Wars and Death Star.
Yes.
We can find the hope for ourselves. Nobody can find the hope for us. You know, we need to find, in personal experience, I find hope, you know, this year I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, or next day, whatever it is. But, kid, There is opposite of the hope. There is a hope killers, like a star killer, a star, dead star. Can you identify for us who are those people who are killing our hope?
Well, look, I want to just go a little bit deep on that because I don't know if you know the genesis of Star Wars. I mean, we know George Lucas, but how he got onto that whole topic of the idea of good versus evil and the Death Star and the, you know, the white versus black, right? And he actually had listened and studied with a guy called Joseph Campbell, who's now since deceased. He was a well-renowned expert and became the number one expert in mythologies as an interest of his own, and he became like absolutely authority on it. And he studied mythologies in terms of what was the hero's journey. The hero's journey, doesn't matter what indigenous tribe you go into, doesn't matter what social community you go into, no matter how old it is, that there's always going to be the hero's journey. And going through the hero's journey, a hero is faced with adversity, 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 and then triumph. So that's the, you know, simplistic way that is what it is. So he wrote a number of books about it. There's the myth of the hero, and so many books about blissfulness and so forth. And Joseph Campbell spent a lot of time at George Lucas's ranch, which was Skywalker Ranch, as you know. And the producer, and they sat there, and they created this idea that George had. He wanted to create a science fiction show that was all about good and evil, based on the mythology and on the idea of the hero's journey. So that's how you've got Luke Skywalker. And when Darth Vader and them are coming up against Luke, right, and Obi-Wan Kenobi and them, feel the force, Luke, feel the force. And so what he's actually feeling is the spirit. It's the spirit. When this, you feel the spirit, the fighting spirit rises, you get goosebumps. Your hair stands on the back of your neck and you go off. Why does an old grandmother able to lift a... And this is a true story, of course, you know, the old grandmother that lifted a car off her granddaughter who'd fallen on her door. She lifted that car off the child. Now, she couldn't physically do that, but the spirit rose in her. So that's the whole thing about Star Wars and the spirit. And in a sense, really, the Darth Star... The dark star is, in fact, the negative forces in your life. But in a sense, underneath all of that, what George Lucas is saying, face those adversities, face that dark star. And by facing it, triumph over it. Don't avoid it. So Luke was constantly going into confrontation all the time to seek the truth and who's his dad and all this. They're little storylines. But ultimately, it was a story of good and evil and based on the mythology of the hero's journey. And Luke's great story is the journey of triumph over evil, triumph over adversity, back to Christmas.
Okay, that's very interesting. Matt, what do you think? Before I ask other questions, so it's your turn.
On that, the hero's journey, the hero's journey is, I feel like, in a way, a story formula that we are all attracted to. Mm. We all hear stories of overcoming adversities and eventually triumph. Why is it that we, as humans, try to avoid adversity? The thing is, if that's our catalyst for growth, if that's the almost signal from the universe that we're about to grow, why do we avoid it?
Well, I don't want to be too simplistic about it, but go back to your childhood. And being a parent myself and a grandparent now, you can't help but say to yourself, "Oh, don't do that. You might hurt yourself. Don't ride that bike. Don't go on. Don't walk down there on that road. Don't do this. Don't do that." So you build up you're inculcating your kids to have risk adversity in their mindset. But when I was a little boy and with my twin sister in a little small country town in Western Australia, we didn't have any of those restrictions. Our parents were never around. We were always playing out in the forest, out on the plains, out on the road. We're everywhere, you know, and no one locked doors or anything. So we just played. Climbed tall trees, swam in creeks we shouldn't have, swam in water tanks we shouldn't have. So no one ever said, "Be careful. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that." So we never grew up with anything but go ahead and do it and learn from it.
So it's like the beauty of life.
Well, it's just the simplicity of being in a unlimited lifestyle. But today we live in limited lifestyle. And like I've mentioned, you've got kids can't go to a park on their own anymore. You know, you can't go and exhibit certain things. Now with COVID, you're going to have to start probably wearing a mask again and social distance. So we're always living in a limited life. And we don't realize it, but they become very strong, powerful behavioral messages to your subconscious. Subconscious is going, geez, don't do that. Don't do that. Your subconscious, don't do that. Because it's been proven that if you do that, you'll die.
Can touch this. Dun, 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 dun,
yeah.
Dun, dun,
dun. Yeah.
Kid, I have a question for you. When we spoke about Luke Skywalker, and the Death Star, good and evil, and all these things, I have another analogy for the Death Star Wars. I think it's a greatest example of cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, that's my view. Yes, Kid?
You know, sorry, I missed that word. Was that cooperation, did you say?
Corporation.
Corporation. Oh, well, yeah, I mean, that's...
I truly believe that Star Wars, Death Star, and Empire, it's been such a well-structured corporation.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a question for you. When we speak about hope, you know, we're watching the movies, but we're witnessing in life. And there is always good versus evil.
Mm.
And I try to understand why the evil or bad things never prevail for good. Why is the good always win? Speaking of Christmas, why the win or good wins over the evil?
Look, you know, this is a really deep subject because...
It is, because you started, Kit, and you met, you know what I mean? Yes, so now I joined it, you know what I mean? I was reading
the
source of all information, Wikipedia.
Yeah.
So.
Look, there's no. I don't think you can answer that question in a short amount of time we've got, but look, let's just think of it simply. If there wasn't an opportunity for the self-preservation of the human person or animals to overcome and survive, right, and ultimately to grow through their physical self, let alone their spirit self. And I believe in animals do have a spirit, and so do the indigenous tribes. So we do have a spirit evolution, and we have a physical evolution. What we've forgotten is that we can also have a psychological evolution, and that's why we're so much in a state of dis-ease. Dis-ease is not one word, it's D-I-S hyphen ease. So when you're in a state of dis-ease, you are, you know, feeling uneasy. So you have physical dis-ease, you have mental dis-ease. It just means you're out of equilibrium within yourself. And that's another simple way of looking at it. So good will, health has a proactiveness about it. Proactiveness means survival of the species. So that eventually, ultimately, even we can overcome Hitler and adversity, or even in our own personal poisonous relationships, ultimately, goodness will prevail one way or another. You either leave it, you succumb to it, whatever happens.
Mm.
But ultimately, the reason we've lasted all this millennia is because the majority of goodness exists with massive pockets.
Yes.
Like the old saying is this, I use all these little simple ideas, but you know, you don't see the stars in the daytime, only at night in the darkness.
Mm.
So think of it.
Who said that? If nobody said that, I'll pinch that one.
Well, you can have it. No, I've always said that. I mean, here's another way to look at it. It's like this. You know, I mean, I know in special op, in special military operation friends that I've got and the training that I've done, you see more in the moonlight. A full moon gives you more to see than the sunlight, because the sunlight creates deep shadows, right? In those shadows could be a sniper, it could be an adversary, a combatant. In the moonlight, it softens out. Have you ever noticed that everything softens out? You can see movement in dark shadows in the moonlight, but you'll never see it in the sunlight. Because your eyes, remember the eye irises, right, actually change and get smaller or larger. So when there's less light, they get bigger. Or when you're excited and you feel romantically inclined. But in a strong, harsh daylight, they get smaller to protect the cornea from all that harsh light. So you often find people get killed more during like 12 noon in a real bright sunlight than they do at night.
That makes me...
The full moon.
That brings up the idea... I can't remember who said this, but good times, the sun, create... Weak people. Weak people create hard times. Hard times, the night, the moon, create strong people. Strong people create good times. And it's that loop.
Yeah.
It's a circular loop that almost repeats like day and night. Like the year, the seasons, summer, winter.
That's a good one, actually.
I think let's leave it that for the break. We got some ads to get to, unfortunately. So
I mean, that was a deep. Like, you see, I was expecting this conversation today with the kid. Actually, we never structured this conversation with Keith today, and I'm very grateful that Keith accepted our invitation to come to join us in the studio today. Ladies and gentlemen, Keith Sagers on the Live 90.5 Business Insights with Matt and Mario. We'll take a short break.
Wishing you, your family and friends a safe and merry Christmas. Alive 90.5.
Felt it. I tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks, and now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest, and nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. I won't hesitate no more. No more, it cannot wait. I'm yours. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. Look into your heart and you'll find love, love, love. Listen to the music of the moment, maybe sing with me. A la peaceful melody. It's your God-forsaken right to be loved, 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 loved. So I won't hesitate no more. No more, it cannot wait. I'm sure no need to complicate. Our time is short, this is our fate. I'm yours. Checking my tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer. My breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and laughed. I guess what I'm saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanity and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue. I won't hesitate no more. No more, it cannot wait. I'm sure there's no need to open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn your dreams. Look into your heart and you'll find love. I'm yours. No, I won't hesitate no more. No more, it cannot wait. I'm sure no need to open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and then you'll see. Well, look into your heart and you'll find love. I'm yours. No, please, the music of the moment coming as we came. All our happy family, it's our God-forsaken right to be loved. I'm yours.
Hi, this is Ross Fear from Tuesday Night's Alive 90.5 Australian Spectrum Show. Wishing you, your family and friends all the best for Christmas and have a great new year and holiday season.
SE Timbers Castle Hill are flooring experts. Not just flooring, SE Timbers supply, install and guarantee solid timber, engineered, laminate and vinyl flooring, as well as carpet, blinds and shutters. An authorised dealer of major brands like Boral, Preference and Quickstep. Call 98946660 or visit setimbers.com.au to arrange a free quote today. Station sponsor, SE Timber Floors and Shutters, ingrained quality.
We all know that paying for a funeral can be a financial burden. However, have you ever thought of paying off a prepaid funeral with none of the ongoing premiums that is associated with funeral insurance? $1,000 can get you started. Hills Family Funerals, a family-owned and operated business of 35 years, can make it easier for you. Call 02-9659-0900. Ask for Richard Spiteri or speak to one of the friendly staff members to learn how. Get assistance today. Call Hills Family Funerals, station sponsor.
Every week, House With No Steps helps over 2,000 people with disabilities to make the most of their abilities. We organise meaningful employment, innovative accommodation, activity programs and respite services to give carers a much-needed break. We help people with a disability live with dignity and independence. You can support House With No Steps with your donation or enter our art union. Visit hwns.com.au or phone 1800 068 064. With your help, we can do so much more.
McGrath Estate Agents understand that selling your home is one of the most important financial decisions you'll ever make. With award-winning teams in the Hills, their service goes above and beyond any other to create great results and lifelong relationships to deliver the best possible result. Brett Humby of McGrath Estate Agents will unlock value in your home you never knew existed. To realise more and experience the McGrath advantage with Brett Humby, head to mcgrath.com.au or search Brett Humby today. Station sponsor.
We are Invictus Partners, an Australian company specialising in checking software usage across the major vendors like SAP, Oracle, IBM, Microsoft and VMware. Are you looking to reduce your software fees? Are you worried about being audited? Are you migrating to the cloud? Do you need help working out your software usage versus entitlements? Contact us at Invictus Partners today before you get hit with a compliance fine. Go to www.invictuspartners.com to arrange a no-obligation discussion to see how we can help you. Station sponsor.
It's 27 minutes past three on the Live 90.5. This is Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Although Mario and I are talking about changing that name, Business Insights. It's
business,
not about business.
Insights, Life Insights. No, what we want to call?
The Business of Life.
The Business of Life.
Business of Life. I think that we're going to start new year with the Business of Life. And I like to acknowledge our listeners, you know, first of all, thank you for all your support in past 12 months to Matthew Caruana and myself. We'll take a short break after today and we'll be back on deck on 12th of January. I need to let Matt enjoy a little bit, you know, summer, maybe catch the sun. But we'll be back on the deck on the 12th. And sorry, Keith, what did you say? What are we going to call ourselves again?
The business of life.
Business of life. I like this. Now, let's go come back to the conversation we had before our break.
Well, throughout the break, we had an even more interesting yeah. conversation, if you ask me.
But the point it is, you know, good versus evil and the day versus night, dark versus light. And our conversation was about why the light always wins, but we are afraid of the dark. And again, I want to compare this with the Senator Palpatine, who said, you can't understand the light if you don't learn from the dark side. We need to learn in life, both aspects of life. And I think what the kid tried to say, well, I'll interpret this way. The dark side of the life, it's a life lessons. That's how I see it, you know what I mean? I think that's our dark moments when we fail and now we lose the, you know, family member, you know, whatever it is. I think that's our dark moments. But majority of people don't learn from this. They're still seeking the light through other means. But Matt?
We're always seeking the light through other means. But we talk about night, day, light, dark, good and bad. In life, I have this theory that there's a balance, and there's always a balance, an equilibrium of good, bad, positive, negative, benefit, drawback, whatever you want to call it. Do you think that plays out in reality?
Well, I think we're learning. I mean, I'm not in big in physics or mathematics, but we do know we live in a binary world at the moment, you know, in some ways. So, you know, in keeping it pretty much basically, I always joke about it, you can't be a little bit pregnant. You're either pregnant or not. So, moving along. But, yeah. I mean, in a sense, life is actually, I know there's grey areas and things like that, but as I said earlier, if you're not ascending, you're descending. And I used to work with a famous Olympic athlete in swimming. And he had a saying, which they all shared, by the way, and it's not just swimming, it's across all athletics. They said, if you're not first, you're last. Because there's nothing else but first. Anything after that is last. And it's a very profound way of looking at life, because it is not to be competitive. I mean, it's just if you're not actually ascending and going towards the best that you can be, which is your first, that's your gold medal. Your gold medal is to be the best version of yourself. Now, a lot of people don't accept that as a challenge. A lot of people don't accept that as a way to life performance for themselves. But ultimately, that's what this is all about. It's about life performance through the best in you. And without getting preachy about it, but, you know, we often think of a person's character as made up of a code of conduct. And that's what Christmas is about. It's about a code of conduct. Through the example of, you know, in this case, say Jesus, if you were so inclined. Or any other prophet, or any other religion. If you talk to the American Native Indians and have a listen to how they talk about Sitting Bull and all the others, and any indigenous tribe, they always have this shaman. They have the totem pole, and the totem pole, by the way, is a symbolic thing around all the way to the top of values and qualities. So what is your totem pole? We use Christmas as a part of a totem pole to remind ourselves of the better qualities of human nature. Then we stick to that for about 3 weeks into the new year.
But you see, this is my next question, Kate. You know, like, okay, we talk about Christmas and, you know, how we should work on ourselves, but then comes the new year, which is very rapidly, and I mean, within, 6 days, 7 days, right? Yeah. But we have this commitment, and I believe that I will say generously 80% of the planet says this is a New Year resolution. I will say 80%. I have no statistics, but I think that everybody has some type of... What is a New Year for us humans? What should represent, and why we are committing ourselves to something 3 weeks later we are abandoning as a New Year resolution?
Well, again, I'll just be simplistic about it. Look to nature for the answer. Think of trees in the forest, right? And I was actually walking through a nature reserve the other day, and this is what struck me. At this time of the year, as you know, certainly as we came from spring into summer, I noticed the trees where I walk every day were shedding the bark. They were shedding their bark. If you look closely at trees now, if you happen to go out into the forest or a nature reserve, you'll see the trees have either just about lost all their bark, and the new tree is there underneath it. Now, what we know, bark is actually part of the tree, but it's the shedding of the bark that emerges the tree to growth. When a tree is growing, it has bark, and it's like shedding the skin of the snake. It's letting go of the old and allowing new growth to come forward. And that, think about the power of that. That, you know, are you shedding the bark in your life, or are you barking at people? Are you barking at everything? Which is negative. So the bark of a tree is the answer to that question, I think, that look to nature. Everything has a growth spurt. Everything has a growth cycle. And that can be for thousands of years, as is the case with a lot of the redwood forests, you know. Or it could be very, very short, as in the blade of a grass. But it's all the same thing. And the same as, like I was talking to a friend the other day about their dog. And they were saying, you know, unfortunately the lifespan of this particular breed of dog is only about 17 years, maybe 20 if it's lucky. And I said, well, when I was doing a documentary many years ago on wildlife, it was on wildlife smuggling. And I was born and raised in a country town not far from where a lot of it was happening in modern times. And, you know, the beautiful soft-crested white cockatoos that we see, and the corellas and the parrots, the grand pink... A lot of them live for over 80 to 90 years. And a lot of the soft-crested cockatoos have only one life partner. They partner for life. They don't have a marriage certificate. They don't have a prenuptial.
If they knew it.
Yeah, they just go for it. And so that in itself is, again, about, you know, life and renewal. Everything is about renewal. I mean, Christmas is about renewal, so it isn't much about as a birth. And so to answer your question, Mario, that is why people don't consciously understand what they're doing through Christmas. They don't consciously take on board the fact is I'm actually entering the last phase of this year. And I'm coming into birth. And that birth is the opportunity in January in particular to not just make a New Year resolution. Why not make a New Year self-revolution?
Mm.
Make a New Year self-revolution. Not a whole list of these New Year resolutions when you get 20 of them. And it comes January 1, January 10th, January 14th, January 22nd. you know what? I just leave that over there in the bottom drawer. Yes. With the other ones from last year.
I read something else the other day that people who commit themselves to the goals in December instead of the 1st of January as a New Year resolution, it's most likely they're going to stick with those goals for a very long time. And I think actually, you know, judging by my experience, Matt, my new resolutions, you know, I must admit, I was such a weak character, right? I could do many things in life, but could I stick with the diet? No. But even before the 1st of January, for example, I will smash everything in 7 days on a like such a large scale. I'm going to go on diet on 1st of January. But now this year, when you ask what I'm doing, I said to myself, since I come back from the Middle East, I say, no, I don't want to wait for the 1st of January. I don't want to wait for the new resolution. I'm going to kick now because I have some type of epiphany while I was overseas. I'll just take a break.
I just want to quickly just add something.
No, you can't. No, okay. No, of course you can.
No, so I think it comes back to what Keith was saying earlier. It's a New Year self-revolution without being a new self, yeah. You only create the same past that you've had all your life. And so a new self-revolution allows for a new future to come on board.
This is a good one. Like, this is deep. Like I said, that Keith Sagers influencing us to think in a different way. It still be the robots. Ladies and gentlemen, listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Matt and Mario, our guest Keith Sagers, continuing after the break. My name is Mario Vekas.
The Hawkesbury Community News is a fortnightly free local publication packed with stories about local people, news, puzzles and a whole lot more, including history, a guide to community groups, tradesmen and a variety of local advertisers. Supporting the community for 35 years and as a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5, we believe it's important to keep our community connected. Enjoy your coffee with station sponsor Hillstour Hawkesbury Community News. Pick up a copy at your local shopping centre, visit hillstourhawkesbury.com.au or follow them on Facebook. What's on at Workers? Enjoy free live music every Saturday night at Workers Blacktown, every Saturday night and Sunday afternoon at Workers Sports, and every Sunday afternoon at Workers Hubertus. Plus, enjoy a full range of dining facilities. Visit the website at www.workersclub.com.au for the full music schedule, plus plenty of other activities including raffles, bingo, promotions and fun events. Workers is your club. Sponsor.
We are the Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02-882-9837. InsightIntelligence.com.au.
Station sponsor.
All today's hits and yesterday's favourites.
Alive 90.5.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in. Breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know if I could ever go without. sugar high. Watermelon sugar. Strawberries on a summer evening. Baby, you're the end of June. I want your belly and that summer feeling. Getting washed away in you. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar. And it sounds just like a song. I want your belly and that summer feeling. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar.
Sugar. 18 minutes to 4 on Alive 90.5, your sound, your community. This is Business Insights with Mario and Matt with Keith Saggers. We are live in studio and we've had a phenomenal conversation so far.
Absolutely,
truly,
mate.
Truly.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I wasn't expecting we're going to take this on such a level, you know, in philosophical level, which is very applicable for our lives, thanks to Keith Saggers. And before I give the word to Matt to repeat something about New Year Revolution, during the break, we spoke with a kid and we discussed how Christmas actually takes more lives than the actually happiness, bring the happiness, because people are very lonely and become very depressed and everything else. So I'd like to say, on behalf of the business life of business with Matt and Mario, I forbid you to be sad. I forbid you to be depressed. Enjoy your life. Enjoy the Christmas, regardless you are by yourself or with somebody, whatever it is. Stick with your decisions. And if you don't know how to stick with your decisions, feel free, reach the Keith Saggers. He knows how to make your decisions come through delicious. And, you know, as you said, Matt, can you repeat one more time? What does mean New Year Revolution?
A new year self-revolution.
Sorry, I do apologize. Self-revolution.
Not necessarily a new year resolution. New year self-revolution. We need to become not a different self, but a new version of ourself in order to, if we have New Year's resolutions, it's great that we have goals. Goals are needed. We all need goals. But to have goals and be the same self doesn't make sense to me. We need to become a different person. No, we have to become a different version of ourselves, our best self, so we can achieve our best goals. Because then we're operating from a different program. If we're operating from the same program, we get the same results. So, Keith, when it comes to creating a new self, a new self-revolution, New Year self-revolution, might I add, if I have a goal, would it be a self-revolution to take action and commit to it right then and there, rather than waiting for January 1st to come?
I'll take you back one little step there. A self-revolution is where you are faced with a catalyst to face yourself about something, to create growth in yourself. That's what a self-revolution is. Something within you revolts and wants to grow and wants to change. And anyway, we could call it personal transformation, perhaps. Or self-improvement, personal development. But self-revolution, a revolution is when you change the old order. That's what revolution is about. You're changing the old order for the new order. So the new world of 2022 within yourself. Change your inner architecture, your way of thinking, the way you approach things. Create a brand new technology within yourself. I put it simply like this. We all operate in our vehicles if we're going somewhere we don't know. And whether on our phone or in an inbuilt GPS in the car, we put on a GPS and it takes us there and we follow it beautifully. How many people have got a GPS inside themselves to take them to a destination called their best self?
That's a million-dollar question right there.
Most people don't. And you know what? Most people don't even want to activate it, even if we discounted it at Dick Smith's or JB Hi-Fi.
No longer $1 million on sale for $500.
No. So this concept of destination and, you know, sense of purpose, Joseph Campbell, I mentioned to you earlier, he did a lot of studies on the a question that everyone has asked themselves for over 2,500 years. And the question is this. What is the what is the meaning of life? You know, it's been a big philosophical question. Everybody likes to talk about it and pontificate. And people have written thousands of theses about it, right? What is the meaning of life? So he went and did his research. And after looking at all the mythologies and the hero's journey, he said, no, that's not what people are really looking for. They're really looking for a life that has meaning, not the meaning of life. That's a big external. What is the meaning of life? What the hell is life? But if you're looking for a life that has meaning, you'll see that in your actions every day. You'll see that whether you're in the mode of heart to heart and hand to hand. You won't exploit people. You won't be ruthless. You won't objectify anybody. You'll respect them because you respect yourself. So that's what self-revolution is about. Basically, deconstructing, taking the best of what you are for this year and using that as the catalyst to be the next version of yourself next year. That's a self-revolution.
Yeah, wow. Look, listen, like, we can have here the masterclass, honestly. You know what I mean? But you honestly, know the beauty is, I'm not qualified in philosophy whatsoever. You know, I have no qualifications. I've never been educated. Matt, you know, he had some different life experience than myself, but yet this conversation with a kid who has so much experience of being educated, between three of us, you know, we're talking about normal daily life. And this is what life it is about. I always have the goosebumps when I hear something and kids gonna laugh. When it's so complicated, you know, I mean, just tell me as a 5 years old some things, you know, because I try to understand to the point. And that was because this conversation, this great radio show, Business of Life, with the Matt Caruana and Mario Beckes, is taking off with a new year. So take a short break. It's at 3:47 p.m. on the 22nd of December 2021. Matt and I will take a short break from today till the 12th of January. We'll take a short break now and come back with our guest, Keith Sagers. He'll be with us in studio.
Told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be up if you can't be right here. You can't be right here. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. When I'm away from you, I miss your touch. You're the reason I believe in love. For me to trust, and I'm afraid that ain't a way that I can leave you stranded, cause you ain't never left me empty handed, and you know that I can't live without you, so baby stay. Oh, 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 oh.
told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. So that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. Yeah. I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. So that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. I need you to stay, need you to stay, yeah.
Alive 90.5.
It's 9 minutes to four here on Alive 90.5. This is your sound and your community. Business life. No, the business of life.
Business of life. That's what Kitsaga said. That's
rolls off the tongue differently, but I like it. I do like it a lot more than business insights.
Yeah, no, business of life. I think we should adopt that one because it is confusing. Business insights is not about business, but business insights, right? It's philosophical again, but we're going to be known as a business of life with Matt and Mari. Thanks to Kitsaga noticing this. Kate, before we wind up this show, do you mind to share with our listeners how they can reach you?
Yeah, they can. I mean, if there's something that professionally that I can assist them with in terms of, like, I guess in some ways I call myself a life performance facilitator. So if there's things they've heard today they'd like to talk with me about and, you know, obviously procure my services, they can do that. I'll just give my phone number. It's 0419-244-260. And, you know, I'm quite happy to take those calls. That's the simplest way to do it, and you know, I can then directly talk to them. And if
do you know that you're only one, Matt? You correct me if I'm wrong. This is the very first time and only time that our guest only gave their mobile number. Usually it's go on LinkedIn, Instagram, go on a Tinder, or, you know, just fire. But, you know, this is the professionalism. You're accepting the phone calls because you want to reach the person straight away instead of. Before we wind up, Kit, why do people, just curiosity, even now I'm doing this, why I'm saying to people, let's go touch the base, let's go catch up for the coffee, why don't pick up the phone and talk to somebody? Why I'm having this indulgence of just using the email and corresponding somebody to arrange the meeting?
Yeah. Oh, well, I think that's just part of the technology that we've grown used to, particularly, you know, if you're Gen X or millennials. I mean, we're just basically, it's all technology.
Mm.
And with the COVID distancing problems, people have never even heard about it and never used it before, you know, Zoom, for example.
Yeah.
Before that, they were doing a bit of FaceTime, joking around on Apple and that. But people have become very used to technology now and using that as a form of communication. In fact, there's a giant anxiety. It's being reported now amongst people going back into work, having to do face-to-face. People who are actually quite extrovert are having difficulties even going to nightclubs. Because they're finding they've lost that small talk opportunity and things like that. So we've become, by de facto now, technology, obviously, that's taken over. So it's become easier for people to use that as a basic interface between, I don't really want to talk to you at all. Email me, and if I like what you've written, I might write back. But don't have a genuine conversation with me.
It's like the difference between, because we can receive a message and now I have the choice. I can respond to you now. I can just read it and just not respond. I can respond later. But when I'm with someone in person, they're then and there. Yeah. It's everything's happening in the moment.
Yes.
And I'm confronted with them. Yeah. Well, so they perceive it as being confronting. Yeah. And then it becomes overwhelming. Then this anxiety just builds.
Well, one of the reasons why talkback radio is so popular is because people can actually ring in and listen to the voice of the announcer or whoever's doing the talkback, and they can feel a connection. And that's why we like podcasts. But once we get back into doing SMSing or we're doing emails, you've lost it. And people, you're already in a de facto relationship.
Like a kookaburra. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was last episode for the 2021 with Matthew Caruana and Mario Beckes, and it was a privilege to have in our last episode for 2021 Kit Saga. So feel free to come on our website alive905.com.au. Podcast going to be uploaded tonight up to 7 p.m. At the end of the show, there's a contact details for the Kit Saga. Kit, thank you very much for being our guest. Merry Christmas to you and a Happy New Year to you and your family. And thank you for being with us in studio on a 55 degrees plus max.
Thank you very much, Keith. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, guys.
Home Loans is your trusted mortgage broker. We focus on providing you with personal service and expert advice to help you find the home loan which best suits your requirements. Ranging from first home loans, refinancing, investment home loans, self-employed home loans, debt consolidation and SMSF loans. With a large network of lending institutions at our fingertips, we can assist you in making a well-informed decision that will save you time and money. Call us on 1300 562 649. Australian Credit Licence 504481. Station sponsor.
Term 4 courses are open for enrolments at the Parramatta College and you have the option to learn either face-to-face in the classroom or online via Zoom. Courses include business and work skills, computer skills, leisure and lifestyle, languages. Fee-free training is also available, which is subsidised by the New South Wales Government, and eligibility criteria applies. Improve your personal and professional development with the Parramatta College. Enrol today. Call 9687 2072 or visit parramattacollege.edu.au. Station sponsor.
Today's bulletin brought to you by Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5.
National Radio News.
Good afternoon, I'm Brady Evans. Prime Minister Scott Morrison